Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll-free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll-free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We are going to be talking about the drug-induced lung disease. Have you heard about that? Oh, well, get ready. Very common thing on very common commonly prescribed medicine, so you may have be at risk and not even know it. Also, we're going to talk about our blood pressure, and maybe if we get some time left over, we're going to be talking about the organoids a little bit, and people want to know what that is. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. Hope you are hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face, because I am. And today's devotional puts us in 1 John chapter 4, where it says we are to love the Lord because he first loved us. To love the Lord because he has heard our voices and our supplication, and he loves us. And we know that he loves us for the greater good, and those that know the Lord are blessed. So I'll take it. I'll take a blessing. Oh, yes, every day, all the time. Praise the Lord. So mind time, it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quacker, they say a whopping 62% of jobs don't support middle-class life anymore, according to a cost-of-living survey. They say nationwide, about 38% of the jobs pay enough to afford a middle- or upper-class life for a dual-income-earning family with children. 32% of the jobs pay a living wage, and 30% pay what we call hardship wage. So a hardship wage would be anybody earning around $26,000. A living wage is in the $26,000 to $45,000 a year income. And then middle class is between $45,000 and $80,000, and a professional job is over $80,000. And to give you an example, here's a lady by the name of Esther. She lives in Brooklyn, New York. She has a good job. She's got a job as a public relations specialist, and she earns $50,000 a year. Because her rent is $1,440 a month, and just to rent a studio apartment for one person, she says she never takes a vacation. She dines out just once a month, and then she scrapes together leftovers for lunch the next day. She says she's frustrated with the fact that she's not going to be able to save or anything because everything is so expensive. She says that she doesn't even think she could afford to have children.
Oh, my goodness. And moving along the crack report. This is a survey that they did at Stockholm University, Lund University. It's a, kind of a they also surveyed about 25,000 Americans in this survey about trust. It's a new study that finds people who are more trusting of other people tend to have longer lifespans than those that are more suspicious. So distrusters, they say, outnumber those who trust 62%. The people distrust and 38% trust people. They said that's gonna amount to about 10 months of life expectancy if you're not trusting other people, apparently. And last but not least in the crack report, if you're looking for some foods that are sustainable, sustain life in a pinch, beets. Grow some beets in your garden. They grow pretty quickly. They mature within about 50 to 70 days, most varieties. And the beets are not that high in sugar, but they have and they're not too high in fat, but they do contain protein, sodium, potassium, and calcium, and, of course, fiber, which means it'll give you a benefit towards increasing stamina, fighting inflammation, lowering your blood pressure, boosting your immune system, and reducing the risk of cancer. Now, beets, if you're going to grow them, they do thrive well in soil that's not so rich in nitrogen, but it does need phosphorus to survive. So you may have to test your soil if you're going to have a root cellar and grow some beets for, well, on a rainy day when you need them. And that wraps the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about, well, the drug-induced lung disease. Yes, side effects, though, they're so common today, you know, patients hardly pay much attention to them. I think they're scary. I pay a whole lot of attention to side effects because what they are is a secondary disease. But what about those side effects that are rare or even unpublished and doctors don't even know about them? They can actually create some very unpleasant complications, costing patients thousands of dollars and even shorten their lifespan. So we're going to take a look at the medications that have researchers concerned and what we can do to avoid being a casualty of a drug-induced lung disease. And it's not pretty. Here's some new research by the Universities of Manchester, University of Leeds, and University of Sheffield in the UK. They took a look at the dangerous side effects of some very common medications, you know, the kind of medications you get prescribed for heart disease, arthritis, and even cancer. And they were looking at these drugs with regards to what is known as drug-induced lung disease. Now, they report that patients and doctors can be, you know, taken by surprise when using medications that cause what is called pulmonary problems. Now, apparently, drug-induced interstitial lung disease, or DILD for short, is a problem. Researchers are letting us know it's becoming more and more common. Now, it is a condition that causes permanent breathing problems, and people are told that such a condition can occur if you are exposed to hazardous materials like asbestos, coal dust, that can scar the lungs. But science is also saying autoimmune disease can do the same thing. However, what most people don't realize is that prescription drugs can also cause it. So we're going to take a little break, but when we come back, we're going to get into this. We'll be right back.
Make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our extra strength pain relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about the drug-induced lung disease, and some people are on medications and don't know they're at risk. According to the U.S. National Library of Medicine and the Institutes of Health, the drug-induced interstitial lung disease problem is not a new one. So in 2012, they reported that there was an increasing number of patient cases with the disease that's stemming from the use of therapeutic medications. In fact, they reported that the list of prescribed medications causing the disease is growing. So the drugs that they mentioned were prescribed for some very common health issues such as inflammation, lung fibrosis, bronchospasms like asthma, where they put people on the corticosteroids, pulmonary edema, congestive heart failure, cancer, the chemo drugs, antibiotics, rheumatoid arthritis medicines, as well as arrhythmia drugs, autoimmune suppressant medication, and lupus medications. So with the drug-induced interstitial drug disease, the damage is usually discovered after it becomes permanent. So the discovery of the problem is often delayed due to nonspecific symptoms and findings at the onset. See, doctors aren't looking for it, so they're misinterpreting the symptoms when a patient complains. However, diagnosis often occurs, though, after 8 months or more after they've been put on these drugs that are causing lung damage. So the most common administration of the drugs is oral in pill form. However, some of these drugs can be in nebulizer inhaled form or in an injectable form as another way to deliver the medicines causing the lung disease. So the survival rate, if you get the lung disease, the survival rate is 3 to 5 years after your diagnosis. Most patients do perish when they are they contract pneumonia. Their lungs just can't take it. Here is a quote from the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health, July 2012. They say more than 450 medications are known to cause drug-induced interstitial drug disease, lung disease. However, the frequency is unknown. The number of drugs that cause the lung disease will undoubtedly continue to increase as new drug agents are developed, end of quote. And here is a quote from Dr. Nazia Chonherty. She's with the University of Manchester Hospital. She said this October 29, 2018. She says, doctors need to be aware and vigilant to the possible lung toxicities and harm that can be caused by some prescribed drugs. With new drugs coming on the market, this is an increasing yet under-recognized problem, and we need to have better ways of detecting these side effects before they can cause harm, end of quote. And, of course, again, the U.S. National Library of Medicine and Institute of Health stated, to minimize the potential morbidity and mortality from drug-induced respiratory diseases, all healthcare providers should be made aware of all the possible adverse effects of the medications they prescribe. Drug-induced lung injury may also involve the airway and neuromuscular systems, whereas failure to appreciate the relationship between the drug and the pulmonary disease can lead to irreversible lung injury and death. End of quote. All right, well, let's look at how medicine is calculating this fallout. It's always interesting to get their perspective. According to the U.S. National Library of Medicine and Institute of Health, about 25 to 60% of the culprit medications tend to be effective therapies in treating the patients, but then 2 million patients usually develop the drug-induced lung damage when using them. So a Swedish study stated that drug-induced lung disease is the seventh leading cause of death. In the UK, they estimate that 1 in 7 patients treated on these medications developed the disease. They also stated that between 1999 and 2008, the number of drug-induced lung disease cases rose by 76.8% and patient mortality rose by 10%. So in the United States, the stats reported were about 0.3% of hospital deaths that are related to the drug-induced disease, and about 10% of chemotherapy patients develop the disease. However, the overall report is showing that this drug-induced pulmonary toxicity is underreported worldwide, and the real numbers are therefore unknown. Also, if the patient is suffering from an acute case of drug-induced lung disease, the mortality rate is 40 to 50% despite the removal of the offending medication. So here's a breakdown by medicine. They say now if patients are ambulatory, they have a 10% risk of mortality with the drug-induced lung disease medications. If a patient receives a late diagnosis of the condition, it offers a 20 to 33% risk of mortality. So the sooner they identify the problem, the sooner the better. Now, if anybody out there wants a list of drugs, if you're wondering if you're on a drug that causes this lung disease, you can go to a website called PNEU, it's short for pneumonia, M-O-T-O-X, so PNEUMOTOX.com/drug/index. Now, if you're on the newsletter list, the free newsletter that the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they send out through the email, it's only by email, you'll get a hot link you can click and get over to that list. So if you want to sign up for the newsletter, just go to the powerherbs.com website, click on books and newsletters and sign up for free. But you have to have an email address to get the newsletter. All right, let's talk about some of the risks because, you know, modern medicine does really, they don't know what the true risk of anyone getting this drug-induced lung disease is. Everything's underreported. However, they do state that having an inflammatory type condition in your body and taking other treatments, other forms of drugs, can kind of be a trigger when you take other medications. There's like this cross reaction that could be a trigger for it. So here are some of the conditions they listed. If you have an inflammatory bowel disease, you're probably on medicines for that. Rheumatoid arthritis, if you're on multiple toxic drug therapies, if you have cancer and been taking chemotherapy, your age, obviously the young and old are more susceptible, so be careful. Kidney disease, if you have kidney disease, your risk is 10% greater. If you're a female, you're also in that higher risk category. African Americans are also in the higher risk category. Radiation therapy that's combined with the chemotherapy increases the risk, as well as smokers are in that higher risk category. Well, I want to touch base on the heart drugs for just a minute because that's, you know, heart disease was on the list. People get on medications for heart disease, and apparently they're probably not aware, or maybe their doctor's not aware, or maybe the doctor is aware, but the risk is, in his opinion, rare, so he doesn't mention it. Currently, 15 million Americans are taking statin heart medications. And this is a class of drug that offers a 6% chance of causing your drug-induced lung disease. So the fatality rate increases to 20% to 42% with statin-induced lung disease. So if you're on statin drugs, your risk does go up there, especially when they start giving you other medications. See, if you're taking anti-inflammatory drugs, right? We've got 70 million Americans taking non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medicines, including aspirin. And these can create what is called a salicylate toxicity. And when it's mixing with other medicines, these can create a reaction resulting in acute pulmonary hypersensitivity and increase your risk of pneumonial infections. And researchers are, you know, say that this tends to develop usually within a week to 3 years of you starting the non-steroidal medicine therapies. So similar reactions, they say, also occur when you're on a lot of antibiotic therapy. All right, let's look at the biologic stuff. You've probably seen the ads for this on TV. Maybe you're not even aware that there are biologic meds that they're advertising. But this is one area in the drug industry, biologic medications, that's a hot area. Biologics have been on the market about 10 years. It represents about 22% of the market share. These drugs are really made from living organisms, either plant or animal. They have a lot of recombinant proteins, tissues, genes, blood components, chemicals in them, kind of similar ingredients, sort of similar to what you see in vaccines today. So the biologic drugs are used to treat things like rheumatoid arthritis, autoimmune disease, psoriasis, cancer, Crohn's disease. So apparently the biologic drugs can increase the risk of drug-induced pulmonary diseases. So be careful out there. Now let's talk about lung injury, because lung injury often will put a patient at risk of excessive fluid and edema. So an injury progresses to tissue inflammation and then to the scarring of the lung tissue. And then the lungs that are scarred, they have difficulty processing the lung gases. And chemotherapy drugs are also known to directly cause this toxic reaction. And other prescribed medicines also can create an oxidative stress and even cell toxicity, which can lead to cell death. So you can see this cascade happening in the system, and sometimes medicine can't stop it. You know, a lot of times they're creating that environment for it to happen, and it's just not ending up on the death certificate, see? All right, we got to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some of the symptoms that could happen, so you might want to be aware of those, and some imperative steps you might want to take to protect yourself. We'll be right back.
Get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death.
New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Back here on Herb Talk, and I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about drug-induced lung disease. And before we get into the symptoms, I wanted to touch real quickly on the diagnosis, you know, because people get misdiagnosed. And the typical way that a patient is diagnosed with drug-induced lung disease is usually based on the criteria of the drug, the dose they're on, and the duration they've been on it. Now, if caught early enough, if the doctor discontinues the offending drug, normally this produces a spontaneous improvement, and the symptoms can be resolved within 24 to 48 hours. If it's a chronic case, it can take longer to resolve. However, there's really no universal assessment that doctors are using. Physicians are determining the drug is causing damage with a mix of expert judgment, algorithms, and theory of probability, and that's what they're using. So you can see why this is falling through the cracks a lot. Let's look at some of the symptoms. If you got the drug-induced lung disease, it tends to manifest over a period of time after about a week or more on the offensive drug. However, there have been cases where the onset was abrupt when the patient was very sensitive to the medicine. You may develop a dry cough, shortness of breath and acute breathlessness, wheezing, fatigue, appetite loss, abdominal pain, fever, a rash, and asthma-like responses. Now, patients can develop pulmonary hemorrhage and acute anemia. So before death, you would see sputum, delirium, and very labored breathing. And it should also be noted that scientific medicine recommends to patients suffering from drug-induced lung disease to also, get this, also line up and get your pneumonia and your influenza vaccines. All right, it's imperative these days to arm yourself with as much knowledge as possible on health treatments. Information today is more easily accessible, so investigate the pros and cons of treatments. Now, I would also bring very specific questions forward to healthcare professionals, as they often do not volunteer negative information on treatments, or they tend to downplay the risk. I would also investigate any available and successful non-toxic therapies in order to lower or even to avoid drug treatment risks out there. So you got to decide. Get your head straight. Do I want symptom management or do I want disease reversal? Most prescriptions are basically symptom management therapies. They are not designed to reverse a medical condition, but to mask symptoms and reduce discomfort. So prescribed drugs always offer health risks. They do not strengthen the body as a healing or a cure would. And most people want to live healthier, but they struggle to know how to do that. Now, Americans are conditioned to select convenience over outcome, and it is more convenient to pop pills than to change, let's say, the lifestyle. However, with an increased cost of medical care, 60% more people are looking for healthier ways of living. And they are also looking at prevention measures so they can avoid problems later. So you want to take the steps in the right direction instead of worrying. You know, be proactive. Take action to diminish the health risk. Lifestyle is a major key to health, and it changes
any changes that you make, well, they have to be made. They have to take place. If you don't, you're kidding yourself about improving health. If you've got health problems, got to look at lifestyle. Now, the healthier changes are going to protect you against toxic buildup of your system and also the need for a lot of prescription drugs. So instead of heart drugs, I would look at the medicinal herbs known to strengthen the cardio system. And the same for pain management meds and anti-inflammatory and arthritis and cancer drugs. I would look for the herbs known to resolve those conditions. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call and get their free product catalog and discover how powerful you are at improving your health. Ask about their organic whole food herb heart formulas, their immune support, organ cleanses. Ask questions if you're not sure what to look for. Call them at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. They have a website. Visit it, thepowerherbs.com. A lot of information up there. Thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. They are professional grade formulations. You're not going to find that quality, that caliber in stores. They truly believe that an educated customer is their best customer. So along with a fabulous product, you get educated. You get educated along the way and you will be empowered. So thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. Take advantage. They just started their winter wellness sale. That's right. So you can save 15% on orders of $50 or more, now through the 4th of November. Details are on the homepage, but, if you want to call up and ask about it, you can just ask for the discount and get it that way. Otherwise, you have to put a code in the shopping cart or write it on your order form. And the code is, SCOOP18. Check that out if you can. All right, we're going to be talking about a condition called phantom blood pressure. Medical science is really telling a lot of people that they can have diabetes before their blood work would indicate they have the disease. And they can also now, scientists saying you can have high blood pressure before it shows up. One out of eight Americans is being told they have a blood pressure problem, but it's not showing up when they get examined by their doctors. So medicine is calling this phantom blood pressure. It's a masked hypertension is what they're calling it. So we want to take a look at this condition and help be informed, be knowledgeable about the condition and how we can protect ourselves. Always good to know those things. Now, according to medical science, there's about 17 million Americans that have this phantom hypertension. I'm sure patients are kind of stunned to even hear that. They think their blood pressure is normal. They get the reading is normal. Typically what happens is the blood pressure reads normal at your doctor's office and then becomes elevated outside of your doctor's office. This is how the study described the condition that was done at Mellen School of Public Health in Columbia University, New York. They say you may be familiar with the phenomenon of patients' blood pressure being elevated during their visit to the doctor, and then it drops into normal when they leave. This is actually the opposite when you have a phantom hypertension. It's also got a nickname called white coat hypertension. So people can become nervous or anxious while they're at their doctor's office, and this can elevate their blood pressure. And it's really not due to a cardiac condition. But in this study, the research team said 800 adults who had no history of hypertension, and they took a look at their blood pressure initially and then had them wear a blood pressure monitor that registered their blood pressure every half hour. And what it revealed was 14% of the test group had what they called phantom hypertension. The only way for modern medicine to diagnose this type of hypertension is to have patients wear 24-hour blood pressure monitor. So the research was published in the January 2017 American Journal of Epidemiology, and this research confirms some earlier research on the same topic that Stony Brook at Columbia University did And that was published in December 2016 in the Journal of Circulation. So in the earlier study, they said 16% of their test group had the phantom hypertension, which has also been called by medicine borderline hypertension. Another element pointed out by the early study was those that have this borderline or phantom hypertension outside of a clinical setting tend to be younger patients that have normal weight compared to older patients that tend to be overweight. So we're looking at this hypertension situation, that the syndrome, they say, that occurs in quite fit ambulatory patients. Exertion, they say, increases the blood pressure, so which is normal. Here is a quote from a new health advisor. They say the increase in blood pressure happens because there is an increase in the demand for oxygen by your muscles. To ensure this, the heart will beat with more force so that more blood is pushed out. And as the heart is working more, the systolic blood pressure increases during exercise or exertion. And this is what Dr. Joseph Swartz at Stony Brook, Columbia University, says. These findings actually debunk a widely held belief that ambulatory blood pressure is usually lower than clinical blood pressure. So, like I mentioned, it's elevated when you go see your doctor, then drops afterwards. So that's kind of the opposite of what they're seeing. All right, so medical science is suggesting that patients that have this phantom or borderline hypertension, you know, to monitor it on a regular basis, they may not have to wear a device every day, but they should, you know, stay close to it, contact their doctor if there's any changes. All cardiovascular disease, they tend to treat modern medicine. Of course, they start you out with drugs, so. And of course, you want to check your drugs to make sure it doesn't give you lung disease and put you in early grave. See, now there is a hypertension diet I want to mention. Over the last couple of decades, a lot of reports have been published on the effects of diet on blood pressure. Most Americans really don't stick to diets; they don't find them convenient, and so lifestyle is what you got to make it. It's an everyday thing. Diets are fads. You want to make sure that your lifestyle is what you're looking at. Most people make the mistake of, listening to their doctor about diets. Doctors are the guys that said, you know, get rid of that butter and eat margarine. You know, these are the guys that said that kind of thing. So not exactly good advice for your cardio to be eating a bunch of margarine. So we got to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to look at some heart tonic herbs that are going to strengthen that cardio, help you steady out, and avoid some of those toxic drugs. We'll be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about the phantom blood pressure, or borderline blood pressure is what a lot of people hear that it is. We were just talking about diet, and basically high blood pressure, cancer, diabetes, they're really barely a blip on the map when it comes to those that follow the Mediterranean type of lifestyle. So these lifestyles are basic. They use a lot of whole foods, fruits and vegetables. They don't use prepackaged things or convenient foods. They eat things in their original packaging. So cold-pressed olive oil is also something that they get a lot of nice – they don't get the highly processed oils, which are bad for you. Now, in February 2008, European Journal of Clinical Nutrition actually did a study on basic ways of eating, and they concluded that there's this direct link between your lifestyle and reducing hypertension. The reason is, they said, the organic foods in their original forms are packed full with vitamins and minerals the body needs to retain health. All right, let's talk about those hot heart tonic herbs, because they are powerful. So those that have very weak cardiovascular systems, they may need some extra support as they translate their way back to a strong cardio from a weak one. There are a lot of medicinal herbs that can help with that. History actually shows that civilizations of the past, like the Greeks and Native American Indians, for instance, had tapped into certain herbs to help with heart conditions. Hawthorn berries is just one example. So the name hawthorn comes from an old English that means hedge thorn, and it's easy to remember that the hawthorn berries are for the cardio system because they have this bright red color, just like blood is. It's just interesting. A lot of the cardio herbs are color coded, if you will. Now, it's a small berry, but it's packed full of antioxidants, very important action to help balance the cardio system. So the medicinal action in your hawthorn is it strengthens your heart muscle, dilates coronary arteries, reduces chest pain, helps prevent blood clots, and lowers blood pressure. So it helps that fibrinogen protein in your blood that helps regulate blood clots so that you don't have quite the stroke risk that most people might have. Now, here are some herbs that are going to be good for you as well. Well, herbs are good for a lot of things. Let's go down the list of what you might want to look for. Whole food diet, keep it whole food, keep it organic. Use your cardio herbs, which we'll get into some more of those in a minute. But if you have angina or chest pain, arterial sclerosis, congestive heart failure, hypertension or hypotension, circulation problems, anxiety, arrhythmias, heart flutters, AFibs, low stamina, insomnia, weight gain, hot flashes, stroke, heart attack, indigestion, liver malfunction, there are herbs that can help you in those areas. I like to use motherwort for the heart flutters. Some people have to have more than others. So if you took a standard dose of motherwort and it did nothing, just probably means you need to go up on your dose a bit. Now, your herbal formulas, if you're getting them in liquid forms, they have wiggle room in the doses. Everybody's a little different. Your dose threshold is can be adjusted. Average rule of thumb, one dropper full would be the equivalent of a quarter teaspoon, but you may have to go to four of those to a full teaspoon on a dose, just depending on how weak the system is. Now, before you say, the ancient people that were using the hawthorn berries, and, you know, that's not legitimate scientific medicine. That doesn't really deal with heart disease. Well, check out some medical research regarding hawthorn. In 2008, the Center for Advancement of Health studied hawthorn and found it can help with regards to heart health. So the Cochrane Research Group also did a review involving hawthorn. They tested a hawthorn extract or tincture, and they compared it to placebo drugs in treating the chronic health heart failure patients. And this is what they said. They summed up hawthorn this way. They said it improved tolerance to exertion and workload. It increased exercise tolerance. It reduced oxygen consumption by the heart. It reduced shortness of breath and fatigue, and no side effects with this heart herb, such as nausea, dizziness, heart or stomach complaints, which is typically what they see with medications, prescriptions. Here is a quote from Dr. Rowling. He was with the Complementary Medicine at Peninsula Medical School, University of Exeter, UK. This is what he says about hawthorn. He says, there is good evidence that hawthorn extract can bring additional benefits. And also Dr. Max Pittler, director of complementary medicine at the same school, said, if I had chronic heart failure, I would certainly use it. And then this is what Dr. Greg Farrow, director of heart failure program, University of California, Los Angeles, says there was a larger hawthorn berry study that was released in 2007 that impressed me. The study was not included in peer review and remains unpublished. It does indeed demonstrate that hawthorn is not harmful, is helpful, but it is not normally recommended. It is attractive to think there is a natural over-the-counter supplement that improves outcomes. Unfortunately, medical professionals have not been able to identify it so far. So these small studies like what he's mentioning don't get any attention. So hawthorn berries and many other herbs work to strengthen and repair heart and cardio systems, but herbs do not make modern medicine any profits. Their drugs and surgery does, but not the supplements. Therefore, you're not going to be able to see. Physicians don't expect them, and your cardiologists, they're not going to see these small studies, and they're not going to say, hey, guess what I just found out? They're not going to say that to you. It's a very sad thing when people put their trust in science when it does not always have their best interests in mind. And as more people figure this out, foods are their medicines, like Hippocrates said, they can help correct their problems. You know, just stick with it. It's lifestyle change. It's permanent change. And long term, you are going to strengthen that system and pull yourself out of a big ditch. That's what I tell people. It's, you know, Mount Rushmore wasn't built in a day. Just keep with it. Typically, if you're diligent and you're working diligently on your health with lifestyle and using some medicinal herbs, usually 3 or 4 months, you start to see change. Okay, if you've been sick a while, it may take a little longer, but usually that's the rule of thumb. 3 or 4 months, you can expect to feel better, have better color in your skin, have a little more, you know, energy and things like that. Now, if you're looking for some cardio, professional strength cardio aids, I definitely encourage you to check out thepowerherbs.com, because this store, this web place, this company is about putting the power back in your hands. So once you have the right tools and the information, you can make some headway, because, you know, having tools is great, but without information on using them properly, it's like a kite with no wind. You know what you're going to do with it. So knowledge is power. And so the folks at Apothecary Herbs, you get info sheets with each product, which explains a little bit more, because you just get so much on the product label. So they also have the Power Herbs book that's 400 pages that you can purchase from their site. That's very good. Helps you get your feet wet with natural therapies and gives you more insights. It's $14.99. You can check it out at thepowerherbs.com. Now, mind you, this book is an electronic book, so that means it's an ebook format. It's a PDF for your computer or Kindle or iPad for your devices. It is not in hard copy. It used to be, but not now. It went through two printings, but now it's electronic form. So If you still want this book and you don't want it emailed, give them a call. They may have a solution for you that to recommend to you. For $14.99, you can't go wrong. 400 pages, you know. All right, so I'm almost out of time now. Don't forget, they do have their Winter Well, Get Be Well program going on right now through the 4th of November. So if you didn't stock up on your products in September, now's the great time to hit this sale and save 15% on your orders of $50 or more. You can get details on their homepage at thepowerherbs.com, or you can just give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's toll-free in the United States and Canada. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're on their website now, under your categories page, you could go to the heart and cardio section, and you can see the variety of things there. They do have the heart cholesterol blood pressure formula. They have a circulation formula. They have the motherwort for arrhythmia thing. They have a heart attack pack when seconds count. This is a nice to have. So they have a few things there that can strengthen cardio. I mean, everything's in a category. So if you're looking for things, you know, to prevent cold and flu this season, you want to go to the immune boosting cold and flu section. If you're more interested in detoxing, go to the organic organ cleanse section on their site. It's also laid out like that in their catalog. So if you don't have the internet, don't worry. Get their free catalog and you can order through the mail or over the phone. So it's very easy to do that. Now, and this, lots of ways to save. You know, they have the sale now, but they also have coupons on their website that you can use from time to time. They have, if you do shop through the website, there is also a rewards program called Reward Wallet. You can earn points every time you purchase and redeem them later. Usually you can only get one benefit at a time. So like if they have a store-wide sale, you can't use your points or other discounts. So it's usually one at a time, but definitely a place that you're going to get the professional strength formulas that practitioners use, but now it's in your hands. So for practitioners and you, and you're going to get information, tools, and you know, you got a chance at success when you get the right mix. You know what I'm saying? The right combination of quality and information. So check them out. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And I want to thank you for everybody calling, writing in, very encouraging words. Thank you for the feedback. You like the show. You like the information. Keep up the good work. We like hearing that, of course. And we want to empower you. So if you do have, you know, health topics that you'd like us to cover on the show, don't be shy. We'll try to work them into the show if you want to let us know what those are. But we try to make sure that the topics we pick are informative and protective of your health. That's what it's about, empowering you, proactiveness, you know, making a difference, putting the power back in your hands. It's an empowering moment when you know you have that power. It is. God gave it to you. It's called Medicinal Herbs, here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. God can't lie. And I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.